You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Violet French and the Horrible with Too Much Indie. Morena Violet, how are you today? Oh, hello Violet. Oh no, we might have just lost Violet through the magic and the drama of the internet. We will try and get Violet back and then we will have a korero about the new album which is out today. In the meantime though, let's have a little bit of Baby's Eye of. Okay, I think we've got Violet. Hey, Violet, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I don't know what happened there. Sometimes technology just, you know, doesn't have our best interests at heart. But I'm very pleased that we could talk to you today about your beautiful new album. Tell us what it's called and who you've been working on this with.
Sure thing. So it's a self-titled EP. So it's called Violet French and the Horrible by Violet French and the Horrible. Featuring myself and my band, The Horrible.
So who is in The Horrible? Because I think that's the best band name I've heard in a long while. Who is your horrible bandmates?
My horrible friends are Luke Towett of World Series, Jamie Stratton from Kool-Aid and BMP, and Jonty O'Connor, who goes under the moniker Zane 2000.
Nice.
On this release as well, you'll also hear some sort of keys and organs and synths from Thomas Abista, who is just an absolute boy genius and has played in almost every Christchurch band you could think of.
I was going to say that's quite the Ototahi supergroup that you've pulled together there of many excellent, multi-band project friends of yours. How long has this Violet French and the Horrible EP been in the works for you?
The EP itself has been in the works for about a year, which is absolutely crazy. But the band, we've been playing together for about 2 years. So sort of post-lockdown number one, we got into a studio space or a practice space, and the energy in the room was perfect, the first time. So yeah, we've been doing the band thing for a while, but yeah, a year, which is just absolutely crazy, working on this EP. And there's been my dad being on the phone being like, is this ready yet? When's it coming out? give him a kick up the ass, come on. And maybe, hey Jamie, can we just get this done so I can write the next batch?
That's a good feeling. That walking into a practice space and immediately having it sort of gel with your band, that must be quite an exciting thing. Being like, oh, we're onto a good thing here. We might be able to make some pretty cool sounds out of this. How's the writing process like? I presume you sort of write the songs, but then how does the actual, working through it with your band go down? Are you someone who sort of has to have it pretty ready to go before you can show it to other people, or are you kind of a jam person?
It's funny, like, this is the first batch of songs I've kind of felt comfortable with.
Mm.
I had a really bad writer's block before this, and I did some work on myself and kind of just went, there are no rules, and I ended up sending really rough demos to the band, and I was like, okay, I've written this, and I think there's something good here, and everyone was sort of really responsive and was like, this is awesome. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, going into a practice space and just kind of seeing how they changed and became more charging, I suppose, and took on a whole new energy and a new life has been really, really amazing and really reassuring as a songwriter.
Totally.
But yeah, I don't know. I kind of have come out of my shell a little bit in terms of previewing new work, and I'm kind of just like, okay, cool. Let's just do it.
That feels like a good way to be doing things, and I think quite a refreshing way to think about making stuff after such a weird couple of years where even going to see music or playing music has been quite fraught. Has it felt like a nice sort of reset in that sense as well, coming out the other side of what has been a period of lockdowns? Obviously it's still a bit cooked out there, but at least we can sort of see each other.
Yeah, it's funny, like, I feel like last year was so, so busy. I feel like we were playing every other weekend. And this year has been really nice to kind of have a little bit more breathing space.
Yeah.
So it feels a bit more like when we play a show, it's something that's a little bit more exciting. And we've done the groundwork to sort of get people to come to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Bringing people along with you is it's actually quite a hard thing to do. So once you get that, rolling, you don't want to lose it.
No. So it feels a lot more special now, and especially to have something to celebrate and to focus on, and that people can tangibly listen to in their own time as well. And that's a really big thing as well. I've had so many people being like, "Where can I get this? When's it coming out? What can I, what can I do to make this happen?" I'm like, it's going to happen.
Yeah. We've actually talked about this before, Violet, when we've had chats on the show, but it's a really tight-knit scene in Christchurch, and that's kind of been tight-knit for a long time because a lot of people grew up through the earthquake period, and you just sort of had to make spaces to make music and art in Christchurch work because there weren't necessarily things there for you to walk into. And it feels like the sort of lockdown time is a new weird version of that. I wonder what you think about what the sounds are coming out of Christchurch and out of that sort of particular part of the South Island at the moment. Are you sort of excited about what other people are making? It feels like a healthy time for the scene.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I wasn't here for the earthquake stuff, so I was lucky enough to sort of show up just after that had happened and sort of step right into a lot of really fuzzy guitars and rock and roll bands.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like there is so much happening here, it's kind of hard to keep track of. But it's so, so exciting. And you're right, it is really close-knit. Everybody knows everyone. Everybody is really supportive of each other. And I feel like everybody really, really wants to see each other succeed.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's a huge competition. To, you know, there is enough space for everyone to exist and to create and to really, really thrive and flourish.
Mm, totally.
Which is kind of wild to think about, I guess, when you, you know, think about how competitive streaming is and, you know, and this whole, applying for funding or doing whatever, you know, it seems like such an unattainable thing, yet somehow locally we've got these people who are just so passionate that they will literally throw all of their resources into making their own label or setting up their own studio or doing all these amazing things.
Yeah, totally. Those passionate people, or some of those passionate people, of course, being Melted Ice Cream, who've put this out. What's it been like working with them?
It's so funny. I have wanted to get onto the Melted Ice Cream roster for years and years and years, and just by, you know, timing and lack of confidence and lack of drive, it hasn't really happened. So it's really awesome to kind of have that behind me. It feels like coming home, you know. I've known Brian for years and years and years. I've lived with him. I've sort of watched him do Melted Ice Cream stuff, you know, from the lounge. watched him dub tapes late at night and send emails out and do mixing in his bedroom or do mixing in the garage. And yeah, it's this whole EP, this whole band, this whole label thing, it makes me feel really, really loved. To know that there are people that really back me and to back this bunch of songs, which are kind of a bit raw and a bit more revealing than I usually would be. It's a really amazing feeling to have that behind me.
Oh, it's such a great EP, Violet. Thanks for speaking with us about it this morning. Speaking of raw and big feels tracks, I think we're going to have a listen to I Want the Sky to Be Crying Now, which definitely feels like one for those big feelings type of a day. Enjoy celebrating this record, and hopefully we'll see you up in Tamaki Makaurau soon. Have you got any plans to do a bit of a tour around?
The tour thing is a little bit up in the air, but I think you'll definitely see it in my face sooner rather than later. Obviously, juggling four busy people can get a bit hectic, but you will see my face, absolutely.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, Violet. Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so, so much. Chat soon.
I want the sky to be crying.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.